Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 369 of the Mike White's podcast. I'm Jack, as always, joined by KC.
Hello.
How's things, mate?
Yeah, not so bad. Always good after an opening day win.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we said it before, but it's just, you know, oh, when you start away at Forest in the top division, we won the league last time, and I think we won 1-0, and I think Dalton has been putting out various things like, oh yeah, and their goalkeeper, you know, his first name began with M and he had four letters. So all these things that if you were that way inclined would matter. They don't. But still, it's nice to dream. What a way to start the season. Nottingham Forest 0, Leeds United 1.
Such liquid football on display.
Yeah, it wasn't the best game in the world. And had it been a draw, that would have been a completely fair enough result and also would not in any way have been a bad one. But nicking it like that, it makes such a difference just to everything. Especially when you consider we won away at Wolves and we beat Scum at Old Trafford. That's all our away wins last season. So to start with an away win and a clean sheet.
Yeah, It's a good way to get your season underway, because I think that was one of the things that, even with the upturn in form, a lot of those away games we were still drawing. So it, as you say, it's nice that we are halfway there.
Yeah, it's just such an amazing way to start, really. Because I mean, we don't often get to do things like this on this podcast. Because I think what I said on the pod was, it'll be a really tight game. I think both managers would be actually okay with it being a draw. Makes me think that it'll probably come down to a set piece. And if it comes down to set pieces, I'd probably give us the edge. I reserve the right to be wrong for every other game this season. And I was wrong about the score, because I did go for 0-0. We'll just talk about the goal and then we'll get into the game in general. Anton Stach, who, from glancing at Twitter and stuff like that, I reckon about 80% of the fan base wanted to take off. And not unreasonably. He was not having a good game. Steps up, free kick, corner of the box, curls it in the near post. Completely unsavable. It wasn't bad goalkeeping at all-ish. Scores what turns out to be a late winner. I was fuming with Bevan Cross saying Leeds have stolen it when there was still 2 minutes left plus stoppage time. By the way, only 3 minutes stoppage time. Cheers, ref.
Yeah.
Have you seen the stat about Stach's free kicks?
No.
He's taken 10 free kick shots at goal in the Premier League. He's scored 4.
That's all like that.
Yeah. What a way to win it.
Yeah. And I think for us, that kind of across the course of the game, that was the way we were going to get something from the game. I think, on the whole, we probably had more of the ball than they did across the 90 minutes, or certainly for probably the first hour, but didn't really create many big chances. Whereas it was Forest who were quite threatening, and they were quite threatening from set pieces as well, or from crosses. We rode our luck a little bit there, but when you've got someone like that who can absolutely hammer free kicks in, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, like I said, it was a very set piecey game. It was set pieces and the recycled ball afterwards, because they went close from one, like the Jesus header that Trafford makes for good save from, that was set piece, but the one that they hit the post with through Milenkovic was the second attempt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the Mohamedovic one that Sells makes a good save on, that's again, long throw in, comes to Okafor at the back post, and it's his cross. And I must admit, I thought that was in for all world.
It's a very good save from Sells.
Yeah. And then I suppose there's only two open play really good that you could call good moves. There's our disallowed goal, which was just, you know, good work, get it out to the right, good ball in, and Wilson just went early, and he didn't need to. And to be honest, they maybe would have called it anyway because he was making effort at the ball. If he leaves it, Calvert-Lewin was onside, but you're never going to in that situation.
No.
And then they had the one not long after Chris Wood came on where he got played for one goal and he dragged it wide.
Like, yeah.
I just checked the numbers there, and I think it said it was about 0.6 each was VXG. 0.6, this BBC, well, 0.65 Forest, 0.49 Leeds. So it is a tight game that we've nicked.
Yeah. It's the sort of thing you want from games like that, just knowing that you've got that little bit extra in you where you can get something from a game that seemed for all the world to be heading for a draw. I thought first half especially, very physical game.
Yeah. We both came down the same way, didn't we, on the Olerainer tackle?
Yeah.
It's not a good tackle, but if a Leeds player got sent off, I'd be fuming, so I think a yellow card was probably fair.
Yeah, it was, I mean, what was it, like a heavy touch, and he jumps in to recover it. He does sort of scissor around James Justin's standing leg, but I think he's got his other, you know, I don't think it's enough to cause him a massive injury.
Yeah. And I thought that he got his feet back down to the floor before he got there. That was the key thing for me.
Yeah.
I think he got him down.
When he takes off, he's sort of about knee height.
Yeah.
But yeah. By the time the contact's made, he is on the ground. And it was one of those where you watch it, and it wasn't a nice tackle, but I just didn't think there was enough in it for it to be a red card.
Yeah. Now, I must admit, I thought Aina was about their best player. He kept getting in down our right-hand side, and he just kept popping up in good places, but he looked good on the ball.
Well, I will say there was something in there, just, you know, the moments before that yellow card where he was sort of doing that thing where you pull it back and Anton Stack was almost like rolling around to try and get behind him. So that then Olerainer was like, oh, I can just go forwards now.
Yeah.
It was not quite to the same extent, but it was a bit Tom Ince at Watford.
Oh, so yeah, when Tanaka just spins in a circle.
Where are you going? You've gone the completely wrong side of him. But yeah, I thought he looked all right. And when I saw Chris Wood come on, I thought, well, this is going to be 1-0, isn't it, now?
Yeah, the expected narrative on Chris Wood coming on was quite high.
But yeah, I think on the whole, we looked pretty even teams. And it wouldn't surprise me if we're both 12th, 13th, sort of around that this year.
It wouldn't be a shock at all, would it? I mean, Forest a good side. They are particularly strong at home. I mean, you know, I know that the Premier League warps things because of how strong it is as a league. But, you know, they got to the Europa League semi-final last season.
Mm.
It's a good team. Winning there is not easy. I suppose we'll talk about the play. Obviously, we've mentioned that Stack didn't have a great game, but he won it. So, you know, excellent. What did you think of the new signings? Trafford, Mouremovic, Wilson?
Trafford, you know, like I say, he pulls off that fantastic save from the Igor Jesus header.
I thought he claimed a couple of balls well as well.
Yeah, there was a couple of clearances I thought were great with his feet. I think there's a couple that he sort of sliced out of play, but
I think he did it about three times, but two of them, to be fair, I think he'd been given not great back passes.
Mm.
And like, there was one of them that the Forest fans all were like up and they're going, way. And I mean, he got given a bad back pass. He was under a load of pressure and he kicked it out of play 65 yards from our goal.
Yeah.
That's a good clearance.
Yeah. He did everything you'd want him to do, didn't he, in that game? Yeah. So, solid game for him. Mouremovic, I thought, again, solid. I think for him, it'll probably be that period of still adjusting to kind of how the back line reshaped when we're in possession. But yeah, again, I thought he had a solid game. There's not too many times where I remember him actually being on the ball all that much. I think the bits I saw, and I will say I was sort of working during the game, so there may be bits I missed, but I seem to remember Beal bringing the ball out more than him.
Yeah, he just seemed solid. Like, we've seen a couple of like really nice line breaking passes in pre-season, and you didn't really see that in this game.
Mm.
But he was just solid throughout, and if he can get his head on, they're not all going to go in, but if he can get his head on crosses like that, he'll pick up a few goals this season, you would hope.
Yeah.
Wilson was probably the most... disappointing would be the wrong word. He just looks like he's not used to his teammates yet. He just... The movement doesn't... It just seems slightly off. The link-up is just slightly off. So you're just hoping it'll get better over the next couple of weeks.
Hmm.
But obviously, like, if he has that exact same performance and doesn't set off slightly too early and scores that goal, suddenly you're talking about a dream debut. It's just weird that that's how football works. But I'm like, when he went off for Okafor rather than Aronson, I did think, yeah, fair. Because I thought Aronson was having a pretty good game.
Yeah, begrudgingly, I will say I thought Brendan Aronson had quite good. And to be fair, I think when you get quite a physical midfield game as that one was at periods, I thought it actually kind of suited Brendan Aronson. That whole thing of when he's not got the ball, he can actually be quite effective in games.
Yeah.
And I thought he did quite well dealing with that. I thought he looked a bit stronger, dare I say.
Yeah, well...
Maybe he's finally had his Jack Harrison summer.
Yeah, well, that was the bit that... obviously, at the end of the last podcast, I made a prediction, I went... Farker was talking like something else is going to happen, so I'm just going to check Twitter before we finish. Mm. And it hadn't happened. But an hour later, Brendan Aronson had signed a new contract to 2029. We did say, he's in the last year, you either have to sell him or give him a new deal. And like he's definitely, over the last, like last year in the Premier League, provided he isn't on ridiculous money, which I'm assuming he isn't, he did well enough to earn the new deal.
Yeah, and whether I think he did well enough or not, and everyone knows how I feel about Brendan Aronson at this point. If you are someone who is used as much as Brendan Aronson is by Daniel Farke over these last 2 years, it would be an odd thing. Because it's a weird one, because if he goes, I don't think you get a direct replacement. Like, whereas with Strauch, you sell him, you have to buy a left-footed centre-back to come in. And
yeah,
I don't think you get a like-for-like replacement for Aronson. I think you just make use of the squad.
Yeah.
Which isn't Willy Nonto. But, yeah, I think for how much he's played over the last 2 years, and I think he will probably be the third choice winger in this team, whether I agree with it or not.
Yeah. The other bit of news that we missed because it's just happened is Leeds have signed someone.
Mm.
Leeds have signed a 6'4" centre forward, which is the exact sort of centre forward we need. He's an 18-year-old North Macedonian called Ditmir Hodja. No, none of us have seen him. None of us can pretend to have seen him. He scored a few goals at senior level. But it's too soon to tell. We'll see.
He is a 21 signing.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that.
But he does fit the profile of our strikers.
He does. And I mean, we did say that there needs to be someone to go in, because even like Matteo Joseph is injured, there is, if someone goes, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought, you know, there were definitely all problems with that. The only other change, obviously, we mentioned that Okafor came on for Wilson. Longstaff came on for Aronson with about 10 minutes left. Again, I just thought that was fine. Didn't make a massive difference. Who stood out to you? You've already mentioned the one that I thought was about man at match in Beal. Because I thought he was really good on the ball and he just defended really solidly the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to the defeat against them last season, where there's the cross, I think it's the cross that goes in, and you can kind of freeze frame it, and every defender is exactly where you wouldn't want them to be.
Yeah.
It is night and day to that. But yeah, I thought Beal had a good game, and I say, I thought Brendan Aaronson could be potentially up there for it as well. I think those are probably the two who were sort of the most sort of actively involved in a positive sense. I thought Calvert-Lewin, I thought you got some good touches out of, like, for someone who didn't really have any chances.
Yeah,
I thought he actually got on the ball a fair bit. I know he gets his yellow card.
Not to talk about how people watch games, people were very annoyed at the commentator because apparently the commentator really thought that was a red card when it definitely wasn't.
Hmm.
He's just done that step over the ball and turn thing, hasn't he? And he has caught him.
Yeah.
But there's zero force in it at all because he's not even making a tackle. He's just turning, really. But my commentary wasn't in English, so I don't know what the commentary
There was also that Nico Williams thing where he just fell on the ball twice. What a free kick.
Oh, the blatant obstruction that you haven't seen given in about 8 years.
Yeah.
Whereas you lay on the ball and stay there, that is obstruction, but it's never given.
Yeah. But no, I think you're probably right with I think Biol is right up there. Like, I thought in terms of, yeah, it was an odd one because obviously, like, you know, with us now, we're at this point where we've got it's essentially two right backs who. I thought it was a quieter game for Joe Roden.
Yeah.
Attacking wise.
There was a couple of the sudden massive overlapping run and one underlapping run, but he didn't get found on any of them.
But yeah, I think Biel is probably a good shout for that.
Yeah. But yeah, massive win. Puts us, you know, we can stop the count if you want. Because we fifth, which sneaks into the Champions League, and Hull being in there would be really funny.
Yeah.
We will briefly mention that. Didn't see that coming.
No. So between them and Spurs, this idea of, right, we've got the right man in, we're spending money where it needs to be spent. Oh, no, it's all gone wrong.
Yeah. I did watch a decent amount of those. Basically all of both. There was a couple of small interruptions for things, but like Hull were better than Scum in that game. By the end of it, I saw a stat going around that, like, by the end of it, Scum had more XG, but that's because Hull just stopped attacking once we went 2-0 up, which is perfectly reasonable, and just defended well.
Yeah.
They were good. I haven't seen any of the highlights of Everton 2, Palace 0, or Ipswich 2, Sunderland 1. But it did, from what I read, it sounded like Everton absolutely battered Palace, and the Ipswich did deserve their win.
Yeah, and my motivational talk for Jack Clark has got him a winner.
I did see some Sunderland fans who were going, I know that it's actually fine that he celebrated that goal against us, but it stung like fuck.
Yeah, so no, I mean, as opening weekends go, and also. Frank Lampard losing 3-0.
Oh, yeah.
It was a nice little touch.
Yeah, I mean, they were barely in the game, but they were playing Arsenal, and given what we've done against Arsenal...
I was not going to have a go at Coventry for losing that game.
A go at Frank Lampard, because fuck him. But, that self-same thing may happen to us. We've seen it before.
Yeah. I won't make fun of anyone for losing heavily to Arsenal, because that would be hypocritical. But yeah, interesting opening weekend so far.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how bad Spurs were. Like 3-0 going on 6. Brentford absolutely battered them, which does mean I think next weekend, even though it's at home, is going to be a very tough game. And I didn't watch him, but all of the people who seem to know what they're talking about, every single one of them said Sangare might be signing at summer for them. And from watching that game, I think they might be right. He was absolutely brilliant. So after a trip to Forest, on Tuesday night, we've got a trip to Forest. Do you think both teams make like 9 changes?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of changes.
We might not make 9 because I'm not sure we've got that many. But we won't be far off.
Yeah, and I wonder with kind of likes of Okafor, does Okafor play like the first 45 minutes and come off at half time, or if they give him like an hour or something?
I think that that's the way around I'd do it, start him and then take him off.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that Perry was on the bench rather than Cairns.
Hmm.
Means that maybe that move isn't as close as the thought, which is probably more to do with our move for that German goalkeeper whose name completely escapes me right now.
Yeah.
Isn't as close as it seemed as well. Do you think he'll play Perry or Cairns, or would you just leave Trafford in to give him time to get used to playing here?
I mean, obviously, I'd play Alex Cairns.
Yeah. I'd play Rory Mahardy.
yeah, it's an odd one, considering that Perry didn't play a single minute of preseason.
Yeah, I was very surprised when he was on the bench rather than Cairns.
But, yeah. I don't know, surely, if you're going to send him out on loan, I assume you're not going to play him for the risk of him getting an injury.
Yeah, the first thing of it is no point risking Perry.
Yeah.
I think I would just leave Trafford in, to be honest. Because goalkeepers aren't going to get tired.
Yeah. I was thinking it'll probably be Elvedi debut.
Yeah, he, although he's right-footed, people who've looked into the stats a lot, apparently he's played left of a free quite a lot.
Hmm.
So at the minute, what I've noted down is I've gone Trafford in goal, back three of Roden, Biol, Elvedi, James and Leonu as the wing backs, Longstaff, Tanaka, Wilson and Okafor, because I'd like to give Wilson a start for the same reasons of he just needs to get used to his teammates, and then Metcher up top. But like, I think he might leave Justin in, but I'm scared to play Justin because he's so, while Goodmanson's out, I wouldn't want to miss Justin.
I'm with you. I think
and
James
Justin. Bogle for the same reason.
I think James Justin will start this one.
Mm. Where?
Oof. With Tanaka.
Yeah, we'll just
the bold it. Shout as centre yeah. mid.
Because obviously at the minute, in the one I've got noted down, I've got Leonu left wing back, James right wing back, and Roden at right centre back. And James Justin could, in theory, play in any one of those three positions. And if I was going to do it, I'd probably play him for Roden. Because we can cover... Because I think he's less likely to get injured playing centre-back.
I think he plays left-back and Dan James plays right-back.
Yeah, and Leonu maybe gets off the bench.
No. Can't be doing that now.
No children.
Madness.
Yeah. I think Elvedi will start, and that's probably going to be the most interesting thing for us. And also, there is the other thing as well, of course, that I've put Longstaff and Tanaka as the centre mids. But he does like to find a way to play Ethan Ampadu in every single game.
Yeah, I mean, the other side of it is if he chooses not to play Wilson, that Longstaff will play that right mid role, sort of right mid.
Yeah.
But I suppose if you've got Dan James there, yeah, you give him a bit more license to roam.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if you were to do it that way around, Longstaff can just drop into right wing back and let James go.
Yeah.
Even off the ball if you wanted to.
So, yeah. I'm trying to think, actually, you'll see... Because I assume you'll get a few of the kids that's still on the bench. So, I mean, Cresswell was on the bench, wasn't he? Leonu was on the bench.
Yeah, Cresswell and Leonu will both... there is an argument for either one of them starting. I would start Leonu, but Farker might not.
Is this because we could do with someone who's an actual left-back to maybe play sometime at left-back?
Just to see what he's like, because we might need him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when we were in the Championship and we were like 3-0 up in games and you're going, can you just give him some game time so we can see what he's like? And then when he does play, he hasn't not played for 3 months.
I don't know. It worked really well for Leif Davis.
Yeah. I would be taking everyone though. All the big hitters would be on the bench.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you don't need to bring them on, but if you do.
Yeah, I mean, at least compared to last year, if we go out to Forest.
Yeah. You're not chucking it in, but you're not going to... It's a bit like RFA Cup run last year. You're not going to care until you get through three rounds of it and suddenly you're like, oh, wait, we should probably start paying attention to this.
Did I have Everton down as winning the League Cup or the FA Cup?
I can find out. The FA Cup.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I was looking, because I'm just looking at their fixtures again. They're away at Preston, and that would be a great way to very quickly lose that one.
Yeah. Well, obviously, they have got back into Deepdale, but when the draw got made, because Preston played their League Cup first round game at Goodison Park, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Because Deepdale wasn't ready. And when the draw got made, everyone was like, oh, just play at Goodison Park. Everton as the visitors to Goodison Park would be funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a few changes it could be. We'll see what we do. Like, Metcher is basically nailed on. Tanaka, you would think, is nailed on. Longstaff, probably, as well. You're just not sure which position. Any of the centre-backs could drop out, but the most nailed on is Elvedi to play.
And we'll drop them out. I reckon so.
I haven't got a score off Connie yet because he will be at work.
I've just realised.
Obviously, today's Sunday. He won't be at work. I just haven't heard that.
No. I've just realised the way that Ampadu stays in this team is I think Ampadu plays at centre-back.
I mean, if you want to rest Rodon / Beal, it's perfectly reasonable to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. I mean, he might even
play him right wing-back. We've seen that before.
Yeah.
Alex has us winning 2-1. Benny has us winning 2-0. Little Danny has us losing 2-0. I have us losing 1-0. Because I think they're going to be more pissed off. So I think Glasner might pick slightly more of a first team than we will.
Yeah, and I suppose if you're swapping out Jesus and your starting striker is Chris Wood, it's a strong start for them. Yeah,
like they'll start that, because Schlager didn't start in the league game, he'll probably start this one. The one thing is, as they're playing the back three, if they drop their defenders, although Diamande didn't start, did he? So he's probably going to start this one.
Mm.
And he's a good player by all accounts.
I will hedge my bets between you and little Danny, and I will say we lose 2-1.
Fair enough. As I say, it's definitely a winnable game, but you just don't think that. Like, the game against Brentford the following Sunday is so much bigger.
Yeah.
But you're not going to throw much into it. It'll be interesting to see what kids get a game and how they get on. You always wonder if you might see Callum Mills out of nowhere, because based on pre-season, they really fancy him.
Yeah. I mean, him, like I say, Cresswell got plenty of game time over the summer as well, didn't he? Mm. So it wouldn't surprise you if he came on. It'd be nice to see them, because chances are they're probably not going to play in the league, and we'll go 2 years without a debut.
Yeah. Now I am. We are bound to get left back injuries enough that Lino gets like 5 minutes once, surely. And then I'll be saying that, and he'll go out on loan next week or something. And we'll...
Yeah.
And we still won't sign a left back.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, that will do us for episode 369 at Mike Wright's podcast. I am not sure exactly when we'll be back ahead of the Brentford game, because work's a bitch this week. It might be that we do something at like 10:15 at night or something one of the days. We'll see what happens. But hopefully we can get through against Forest. But if we don't, it's not the end of the world. I've been Jack. See ya.
Casey, have a good one.
In a bit.